we're back. Oh,
what the fuck
is? We are so locked in.
We're not going to spiral like last episode.
We did here. I actually want to publicly apologize here on this platform. We like literally spun the fuck out.
Yeah. The whole
we were doing donuts.
World is spinning at the speed of light.
Won't you take me to?
What?
Monkey Tech! You spin me right round, baby, right round.
La 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 la. I don't know. That is
wildly different era of music.
La 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 la. That's too. That's the other one that I just listened to a song last night. It was just like, I forgot what it was called. I already forgot. Oh, it's like, I'm sorry.
What is happening?
This is it. The voices, they're in my head.
The voices.
There are so many things going on with you right now.
We have a lot happening.
Oh, it's la la la. La, la,
Kylie Minogue.
La, 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 la.
I have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, not yet.
No, we haven't started yet. You can't say.
God.
Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dune the Fox, wishing whoever made chicken pot pie hold the pot by default a very shitty Christmas. And I'm here with a couple
people. I hate
people.
All of these. I hope you know how much I hate these.
Hello, Terry.
Pot pie, hold the pot. Okay.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Dameron.
Hi, how's it going?
We all love pot and we all love pie.
Hell yeah.
I really love pie. Nom, 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 nom.
Today, we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So we're going to begin with the obvious.
Oh, wait, who are we, though?
The obvi.
Who's
on the show, man?
Yeah, who's on the show this time?
I was trying to get there.
But you were just going to jump right into
it. You guys were just spinning the fuck... No, okay.
Well, you're spinning the fuck out.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Dameron.
Hello, Dune.
Welcome. Welcome to this panel, this forum, this convention. Of people who like to talk about NYRs for short, or New Year's resolutions.
Nears. That's New York Rangers.
Oh.
Trademark, copyright.
I thought it was like non-yellow Rovers.
Good try.
I do love when Terry just smiles.
Nipple yeast retractions?
That's really good. That's a really good one.
I hope that every time there's just a silence of like 3 seconds, we keep it in so the audience knows that this happened.
Anytime you hear a long period of dead air, it's Terry judging me with his eyes.
He says,
objectively, what do you think makes the good part of a good New Year's resolution?
I mean, it's absolutely going to be the ones that are actually feasible.
Yep.
If you're going to say that, you know, going from, you know, people go like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym every single day.
Right.
When they haven't been to a gym in like 10 years as their New Year's resolution, and then they are done after the first 2 weeks, then like, you know, that's not a good
thing. What did you really accomplish?
Yeah, you didn't do anything. Your resolution is broken immediately. You're stupid. Stop it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm so loud tonight.
You're actually being the best you've ever been.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Huh? What are you laughing at?
Drinking.
What?
Yeah.
Not again.
The listeners don't know. But so when I was editing the VRC Halloween special, You Are What You Eat, obviously we had multiple takes of all the lines. So I did just a quick supercut of Terry saying what?
It's like, what? What?
What? The last one, you just belted it. And you were like, I would love if we could just take it and then like throw it away, you know?
Yeah.
It was so funny. We're kind of dancing alongside the conversation about setting goals in general, I think. So yeah, having a goal be feasible is ideal. So I think having a New Year's resolution that you can actually, like, obviously the temptation is to make it like, oh, I'm going to go to the top of Mount Everest and I'm going to learn how to breathe without oxygen. You know what I mean? Like, we're always trying to set like these impossible goals, you know, for the new year.
You haven't done that yet?
Have you?
Of course I have. It's like my second year's resolution I did in a row.
Oh my God.
I think a good way to look at this as an introspective. How many resolutions have you set for yourself that you actually accomplished?
True.
That is absolutely correct. Probably I can count them on one hand. Legit.
It's kind
can
of
you,
a...
Can you put and the number
on,
is zero.
Yeah, can you put zero on one hand? I had to think about that for a second.
I think the idea of New Year's Eve is more about it's a fresh start. Yeah. It's a new beginning.
But that's why people are tempted to make those like lofty goals, you know?
I'm actually in the middle of a New Year's resolution that I set for last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm
let's go.
The last New Year's 2025. New Year's 2025.
Wow.
For the people that listen to this like 7 years from now.
Yeah.
How's the future? Hi.
Oh my god, time capsule.
Yeah, time capsule. Our president is this. Never mind, I'm done with
no,
that.
No, don't.
I'm done with that.
David. I love that you went there first.
It's like, the day is this date. You're supposed to say, like, what city you're in, who the president is. Yeah, like, yeah, what's the most favorite TV show or something like that for time capsules.
Local memes.
Yeah, the current meme is like this. The current big headline is this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time capsules. They're pretty neat.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Then geocache it somewhere so they can't find
I
it.
I love geocache. Oh my insane. God!
Wow!
The only people who actually like it would say it, though.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Dune, we need to go geocache.
Let's do it!
Shake my hand.
Well,
shake
what about
hand.
Me? I love treasure hunting.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez. God, I'm getting ripped open right now.
Spread them
it'll be the first time.
Ben, that's why I got the scar tissue.
I liked how half of this podcast is us wheezing.
Mostly,
see, there it is again.
Mostly you two.
Yeah.
True.
I'm practicing for when I do my auditions to be a lawnmower.
I am a well-tuned machine.
My actual New Year's resolution I'm doing right now that's still ongoing.
Yeah, you still haven't told us yet.
Really? I haven't?
Can you get there?
My dementia's kicking on again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to get to it. I don't know what happened. So anyway, my New Year's resolution for the current year was I wanted to read 12 books.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just something, I used to be a big reader when I was a kid and stuff. But, you know, going into like late high school, college, and adult life, I'm like, I haven't really read anything in a while. Like an actual like chapter book and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... Last year, I started to read again, just off all of a sudden. And I'm like, I want to make this an actual goal. So I told myself that I would be reading 12 books over 12 months. Just a book a month, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm on book number 10 right now as of this recording, you know.
That's fierce.
Yeah. So I'm about to finish this one. I'm going to get another one done this month. And then the current month that you're listening to this... December, I have one more book.
Yay!
So one a month, essentially.
Yeah, essentially. I have a little bit of a break in July.
Well, I think by the time this airs, you have actually achieved your goal.
Hopefully.
Because this is going to be the last episode of the year.
Yeah, so if you listen to this on, you know, I was about to say July 31st. I'm a fucking moron.
December. December, yeah. 31st.
If you were listening to this December 31st, 2025... You should write in the comments, did Terry read his book yet?
Did Terry
and which book was it?
Also, we need a reading list.
Right now?
No.
Okay, good. I was not ready.
You remember three of them.
I mean, I remember most of them. They were all enjoyable except for one of them. That's one fair. Was really bad.
You had me thinking about New Year's resolutions.
Really? On the podcast about New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, wasn't that cool? No, I think I was trying to think of like a resolution I had made before. And you had me thinking about reading. I didn't have one about books, probably. The one, usually what I do with resolutions is like, oh, I'm going to like go on walks and maybe I will hit the gym. And
so you are the gym person. Like, I'm going to go to the gym
often. I'm definitely not like by the end of January, I'm going to have 50 pounds of muscle on my body. I'm not like that person.
Oh, I'm steroids. Already at 50 pounds of muscle.
Steroids.
You do. You definitely do.
Get on the juice, man.
So when I resolve at the new year to have 50 pounds of muscle on my body, the muscle isn't like part of my body. It's part of somebody else's body.
What?
And then they're just on me.
This sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah. So confession. Do you remember Theodore Bundy?
Oh my God.
What is an actual resolution that I've accomplished? I think one that I did. Oh, probably like when I started doing video. I think that at the beginning of, so like I started recording things in 2013. And then by the beginning of 2014, I was like, okay, I'm really going to be a YouTuber. Like I'm going to make videos. I'm going to just start doing the thing. That was probably one of my favorite ones I ever achieved. And like, here we are, you know, many years later. Similarly, when I actually bought FL Studio in like 2011, I want to say, and I just never learned how to use it until really like 2019. And so now it's been like 6.5 years or whatever, but into 2020, I was like, all right, I'm going to learn this thing. I'm really going to like learn how to make some music more than what I was doing before. And it's just been fun to be like that level of creative. I think in a similar vein, the next thing I'll probably really try to dive into is I kind of want to do more Photoshop because it was fun to make your t-shirt.
Ooh, yeah. I had a t-shirt at Quadifer.
Yeah.
That I used for a dance that Dune designed.
So what about my resolution?
Yeah, come on. Dune's skipping over you.
Yeah, you're just taking too long.
Wow.
No.
Feeling a little left out over here.
No.
But you're on the right side.
So maybe this wasn't necessarily a New Year's resolution, but it is something that I've been sticking with, and that's been journaling.
Oh, yes. That's good. That's good. Really good.
Usually it's when there's a high amount of emotion or mental stress that I need to deal with, and I get it on paper. And I guess people diary all the time, but it's something I can look back on and also remember how I felt about some things and events that occurred at certain points in my life. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good way to vent. It's a good way to remember stuff. It's been good for me. I say good. Journaling. Do journaling. It's like reading.
Yeah, I actually just started journaling. I'm on journal entry number like 41.
Damn.
I try to do it like I do it at work because at like the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want to do any more work.
Yeah.
I'm done. So I just take on I try to do like a page or two like in the journal. On like the weekends, I usually wait till Monday to write everything down. And so that's like longer journal notes. And, you know, it's just fun to like recap everything that happened and like how I felt and stuff. All that sappy shit, you know.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
That's really cool.
Have you ever written a letter to your future self?
No, I haven't yet.
I have done that. And I find that letter every once in a while. And it reminds me of everything that was going on back in 2015.
Time capsule.
See, back to time capsules.
We did it.
Full circle.
I love time capsules.
I have on and off journaled almost my entire life. I have a lot of shit written down.
Oh, my God.
So there is a personal archive.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think the best kind of resolutions, of course, are like, you know, like the self-improvement type of ones.
Self-care as well.
Yeah, self-care, self-improvement, or self-actualization.
Totally that. I do love the idea. I guess this has been my strategy as I've been thinking about it more. It's really just focusing on like picking up a new skill.
I wouldn't call this a New Year's resolution specifically, but I remember it was 2022. At the beginning of the 2023, I was like, I'm going to do a dance comp this year. I'm going to do it at MCFC. Like, because I kept watching it every year. And I'm like, oh, this is cool as fuck. I want to do it. And then I did it. So
yeah.
I'm so good at resolutions. I'm so good at achieving my goals.
You should
do it. Smart goals.
Every time I accomplish a goal,
specific, measurable. I don't remember the rest.
Specific, measurable,
attainable,
realistic,
and time bound.
Yes.
Yeah. Smart goals.
Are A and R the same then? Achievable and realistic.
Attainable.
Attainable
maybe R isn't realistic. I don't remember.
Well, I think attainable is like you can do it, and realistic is like how I would spin it is like it's not going to kill you to try to achieve that goal.
Let's see.
Just because it's attainable doesn't mean it's realistic.
Yes.
That's kind of maybe how I would look at it.
Yeah, that makes sense. We should actually put a New Year's resolution on this podcast.
On record? Are
on
we doing
record.
It? Okay.
It'd be kind of fun, wouldn't
Ooh,
it?
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Relevant.
Relevant. Yes, that makes sense.
That's a good one. Okay.
Are we doing that right now?
We're about to do it.
What are we doing?
Oh, shit.
We are on record, on air, we are going to set a resolution for ourselves, a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
November New Year's resolution. Yippee.
Yeah. Well, they're doing No Not November, so we can do this instead, you know? And that's what it sounds like.
Thanks, ew.
Failed. Failed.
Can't wait to clip that for future YouTube.
Failure. Okay.
I think I have a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
I think I have one. So I might have said this already. I can't remember if I said this in the episode or not already. But I'm going to drop some lore. The reason that I started doing video editing and YouTube and this all this production and stuff is because for literal years now, there is a very specific video that I have wanted to make. And I didn't have the skills at the time that I wanted to make it. So I think next year, I'll be ready to make it.
I'm so nervous.
Is it the yak?
No, Yak Butter 2 is coming, though. I'm going to just...
Is it the Burrito Files Part 7?
Yeah, Part 75.
Yeah.
No. So we did the Sailor Moon style transformation in the Chapel Roan music video, right? But that was kind of the test video, even though it was a real video that we aired. That was really the test video for me to see if I could do anything like that. And I felt pretty happy with what I did.
Yeah.
It was still, like, not, like, Harry Potter level professional or whatever. Yeah. It wasn't, like, special, like, really hardcore VFX.
It was fun.
But it was fun. But my dream, ever since I started doing video, has been to make, like, a real, real transformation video for Dune.
Like, a real Sailor Moon type of thing?
Yes. I have... For like 12 years now, and it's changed a little bit over time, but for 12 years, I've had the entire video in my head. So I know exactly how I want to produce this thing for 12 years now. But I want to wait to make it until I get 3.0.
Ooh.
And I'm going to reveal 3.0 that way.
Brilliant. Are you in 3.0 this year?
So I guess, well, okay, so maybe that would fuck up my resolution. But
yeah.
I have been considering it. That was a random fox noise. Hee hee. That means it's time to let you know we are on Patreon. If you like this podcast and want to see more, we have multiple subscription options available. You could even get early access to episodes and access to an exclusive group chat. Whoa! Go to patreon.com/pauseplay to learn more and subscribe today. Thank you so much for supporting furry content online. You're amazing! Back to the show.
I don't know if I would want another Dameron.
Would you get another character, though?
I would love to bring back...
Brassy. You should really do that. Once I get 3.0, once I know that's happening, there's going to be no pictures, no press, no nothing until I launch that video. So even the production is going to be like super top secret.
Your goal then is to get a 3.0 suit by the end of the year... of 2026, the year of our Lord 2026, and then also make a video.
Yes, and do like a full Sailor Moon reveal of 3.0. Now, what that will require is money for sure, but also I need to dive into After Effects. Mm-hmm. So, and like, I need to figure out income, right? So it's a lot of things. It's After Effects, it's income, it's money, it's time, production, all of the above.
I cast Fireball.
Fireball! And it was good.
I'm a wizard today.
Wizard. So going off the smart goals chart, it's specific, yes. Is it, what's R reachable?
M comes before R.
Specific, measurable, attainable.
I think mine is measurable.
Oh, relevant.
Yes. Relevant for sure. Obtainable for sure.
I mean, is it time bound? Is it attainable? The A is the one I'm worried about.
Probably because, like, there's no guarantee of, like, me resolving my income issue. I would say no.
Or just even getting a suit within the year.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that's the thing. Okay. Right.
Well, Dameron, do you have your resolution?
My resolution?
Yeah. Get a real job!
I'll have to get back to work at some point. I took the rest of the year off, pretty much.
So did I.
I'm employed.
You're employed.
Thank you so much.
Get a real job.
I'm going to get a headache from laughing so hard today.
Okay. I mean, my New Year's resolution, I want to do something that is a smart goal. Great. I think that I would want it to be something. Maybe mine would be YouTube create like related, because I haven't done a lot of YouTube stuff in a while, like for my own channel.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made the last video was like April of this year. If I could do, okay, this is my actual thing. I'm gonna do at least six videos over the next 12 months on my channel. So a video every other month.
That's awesome.
A video for, yep, a month for recording and a month for editing.
Right.
If I don't do it, point and laugh at me.
Not yet. Well, you guys heard it here. Look for Terry content.
Terry content.
Yeah.
Terry content.
Oh my God, Terry content.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Nothing. I was fireball.
For the audio listener, Terry and Damron are both drooling profusely, and they just wiped it off.
Wolves have a thing for bunnies.
What? Wait a minute.
Must be the gluten is getting to us.
Perhaps. Yeah.
The enchilada.
I'm so sorry. Enchilada. I'm forever quoting this video because I'm just obsessed with it.
New Year's resolution.
When Damron turned into bread.
Oh, yeah.
I was totally bread.
You got bread.
I'm so happy to be here. It's beautiful in this dank, nicely decorated basement.
Very nicely decorated.
Oh my God, we're basement dwellers.
Oh!
Of course we are.
Oh my God, we're
furries. Oh yeah, oh, furries, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Fur. For real.
For real, friend.
Okay, resolution.
Damron.
You.
Oh God.
Damron, I'm pointing at.
Okay.
With my finger.
My resolution, which is still in the works, is to get more involved with meeting people and meeting people in the kink community and participating more in the expertise of impact play and teaching that.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Love.
And okay, that's already been growing a bit for me, and there's chances for more venues opening up that I could actually teach.
So you just want to like beat people?
I want to beat people, but I would also like to be beaten and maybe see some more shibari rope work.
I love shibari.
Me.
I love shibari.
Rope bunny!
You are a rope bunny.
The only time I've ever been tied up was in front of you, too.
That was the day we met.
Yeah. That was the day we met. I was tied up.
I was also tied up.
Yeah. They went crazy. I mean, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you got... Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the only time I've ever been able to experience shibari.
So that's another lore drop for the audience.
Lore drop.
Terry and I met, and on the day that we met, we got tied up.
We were fighting some evil doers, and we all got tied up to like a post or something.
Yeah.
It's really an art.
It is.
People think that kink is always sexual, and it isn't.
Yeah, no.
There's a great deal of... Well, for me, impact play is a presentation. It is raw emotional expression. And there are other people out there that are into it too. And I need to make more of those connections. And I'm kind of doing that. Now I just have to keep making those steps forward and start to get to know these people and grow from there. And that's my resolution. I will try to reach out and participate more in these kinds of situations. And maybe I can turn it into something.
Absolutely. And you know what you got to do now? Two things we got to do right now, actually. One, we got to come back next year and like make sure we have an update for everyone. We have the same group for New Year's resolution 2026.
Yes.
And then also...
Fireball.
We need to do a kink podcast episode.
So literally, I just edited the hookups episode.
Yeah.
And this is what we were saying.
We had new kinks next.
And I we can all be on it, but I really want Draft to be on it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It would just be fun to hear him talk about it.
Who's going to be missing from that episode?
Oh, I'll hopefully have a fourth microphone by then.
He would kick me out.
I would not, though.
He would kick me out.
You would have very productive things to contribute to.
I'm really interested to know.
Oh, my stuff.
Our show has also been kind of a get to know each other kind of thing.
Dude, every time I see Pug, he's like, there's a new fact that I know about.
Yeah, every time. And Pug's like, I heard your voice. You said this on the air.
I'm like, oh my God.
Pug was over at Dune's place, and I went over to visit and just hang out. And then he was just so. He was just.
I heard you like. I heard you like onions.
Like, and I was like, Pug.
it's so funny, like, because I'm so used to editing my own stuff, right? So it's like, now I have like editors, and it's like, oh, these are people just actively learning about me.
They
now.
Know everything about yeah. you now.
So you're a Tom.
That was the funniest thing. Me and Dune were over at my place dancing yesterday, and Pug's like, you know, both of you defended me in the hookups episode or something, because you said Dameron called Pug a bottom, and we're both like, he's not a bottom. He's
actually
not.
A top.
He's actually a top.
And Pug was like,
he was so happy. He's like, I'm glad you guys defended me.
It was good. So funny.
So you're a top.
You're a top.
Oh, Pug.
I'm resolving to have a new face. You are resolving to make content.
Yeah.
And you are resolving to
make contacts.
Yeah.
And grow.
All right.
So, one video, many video, networking.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, okay. For yours, Dameron, what is the goal? Like, you feel like you've completed your goal. Like, what's the step? Like, have you talked to like X amount of people? You've done like X amount of events?
Well, I went to an event for Halloween, and this is the second year I've went. And these are folks in the ABDL community, but they're also in the kink community. And it's nice networking with people that have common interests, but also, like, I was really shy at the party I went to. And then as soon as Impact Play started, I was right out of my shell, because that's something I've done for many years. And it was cool to finally get a chance to get beat by people that have also done it for many years.
Yeah.
Because I'm always the one doing demos, and well, it's just, it feels good.
It does.
It brings out a primal side of me that I really like.
Yeah, you turn into spare ribs.
Spare ribs!
Very primal.
Fuck!
So, I guess, if you meet X amount of people, if you go into X amount of events, what is your official goal? Or is it just like, you know, I want to meet people.
I don't want to set a bar.
It's not measurable then.
Oh, it has to be measurable.
It's a sparkle. You
well,
know?
Like, there's two guaranteed events that I'm going to. If I could expand that further or get invited to and attend more private events that are part of these people that I'm getting to know, which I have an event that I got invited to as a private event that I'm going to go to, and I get to do a demo there. So that's cool. And that's part of the new connections that I've been making. So it's... Yeah. Meet more people, get invited to more things, and attend more of the primary events.
For sure.
See what the universe brings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone in the comments, please. Which one of our three goals is most likely to succeed? And who's going to be a big, fat, dirty liar on the internet next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one of us is most likely to succeed? Do the best. Achieve their goal.
I mean, you said succeed first. I feel
successfully.
Like...
And we're unable to move on.
Yeah, we me and Dune both stopped. We looked at each other and we're like,
Well, the answer is obvious.
All three of us are going to achieve that goal. We're all going to succeed.
The three competitive deep throating. That's our resolution.
So that's an episode for next year.
Why is your face so red?
I laughed so hard. What's you say?
Most like
competitive deep throat. it's a glizzy competition.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's like a hot dog eating contest, but the hot dogs are attached.
Yeah, my favorite.
Ew. I'm so sorry, audio
that
listeners.
Honestly, that gives me everything. But truly, like, this was such a great episode to end the year on, because like, we just started this show this year, so this is like the first year of doing the podcast. Yeah, it's just been really fun to do this. It feels like you guys are enjoying it too in the audience, because like, we're getting really good comments. We're getting some interesting stuff.
Wait.
What?
There was one commenter that always gives us hugs.
Aww.
Oh, we have to shout out the hugs.
Yeah. Yes.
We got to give hugs.
We had to do a comment
rating. End of the year hugs.
Episode 2.
We do need to do that.
Because we always say like, let us know in the comments, and then we never actually say anything about them in the next episode.
So that's our resolution. Is like,
Our paused cast resolution. Talk about the comments more.
JT Gaming Gold, you have given us so many hugs, and I wanted to make sure that we shouted out to you and that we give you hugs back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Dameron.
You're welcome.
This was a great episode to end the year on, and I am super looking forward to all of the podcast that's coming next year.
Whoa!
What?
So, in case
we're still going?
We're still going. In case it hasn't been said before, or if you're new to the show, welcome. This is going to be a year-round format. So normally we do pause play as a season. Typically it runs like end of the year, Q4, into the new year, into January probably. But we really don't have any content that we're doing between seasons. So podcast is like one episode a week, every week, all the time, because we love talking. So this has been really fun, and it's been really fun to do this with you guys, and I'm super looking forward to next year's episodes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thank you.
Wonderful. So wonderful.
How many more times are you going to have to listen to us talk?
So many more times.
That's the answer. And actually, if you want to give a number so that's measurable, it's 52 times a year.
I'm not getting tired.
Wow.
I can keep going.
You like the rough stuff, don't you, Frank?
Oh. Oh, so rough.
Don't you know that movie?
No.
Scrooged.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you would love it.
That is one that I need to watch all the way
through. Oh, my God.
I've only ever caught parts of it.
It's really funny. Speedy quotes that scene all the time. It's the Ghost of Christmas Past is like this really like physically abusive fairy, and it's really funny.
Oh my gosh.
You like the rough stuff, don't you, Frank?
It's so good.
Oh.
I love it. Anyway, that says a lot about me. So, yeah, what's your New Year's resolution? Let us know in the comments. And also, if it's 2026 for you, truly 2026, you better let us know whether we succeeded or not.
Yeah, like this is like December 31st, 2026.
Yeah.
Yep. You do what you do and you say what you want to say.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when another episode is coming out. And if you are on our audio platforms, thank you so, so much.
Love you guys.
We appreciate you so much.
So much.
Thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Farewell.
Happy New Year!
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year!